The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
A lot's been going on in Israel, Rolien. Lots. Over to you.
Well, just as we came off air yesterday, Prime Minister Netanyahu made his very dramatic announcement of his plans should he be elected next week, and we are less than a week to the elections, should he be elected as Prime Minister, he will apply Israeli sovereignty over parts of the West Bank, starting with the Jordan Valley. As you can imagine, there's been a lot of response to this, a lot not very, very favorable. If we look at the Prime Minister, a lot of pundits, myself included, think that this is a last-ditch effort as we approach the elections to try and galvanize a certain part of the electorate, the more right-leaning part of the electorate, who were probably the only ones to respond positively to his announcement yesterday. It has been met with a lot of criticism from many people, many Israelis included, who feel that the Prime Minister, while he is fighting for his political life, may be applying some kind of scorched earth policy. It really wasn't received as well as I think he thought this would be received as. And he did say that he had briefed the Trump administration, and he was told also by Israel's Attorney General Avichai Mandelbrot that there's no way he can do it in the current state of the government with a caretaker government. There has to be a proper government in place before he would do anything quite like this. As you can imagine, global response to the statement hasn't been so favorable. The EU saying that this has dashed any hope of any kind of peace process, two-state solutions, a number of Arab countries getting together, them condemning these comments. And this comes at a time where with increased pressure coming from Iran, can we really afford to break very, very delicate ties with countries like Saudi Arabia because of last-minute electioneering or politicking? Jordan, as I said yesterday, coming out today saying that this could seriously harm the peace treaty that is in place between Israel and Jordan, and many around the world saying, you know, what is Netanyahu thinking? And as expected, very, very predictable response from our neighbors in the south with the firing of rockets last night, several fights towards the towns of Ashdod and Ashkelon. In fact, Prime Minister Netanyahu was busy campaigning in Ashdod and had to be rushed to safety. And some saying that his opposition were perhaps maybe gloating because he was forced to rush for cover.
Sure.
And we all know that this is a result of what he has said, and more rockets being fired towards Israel today. The IDF have been hitting Hamas targets within the Gaza Strip. One rocket falling on a highway in the south. Thank goodness, nowhere near any cars. Another rocket falling very, very close to a house, causing minor damage.
Rolien, and just in terms of you being there with your finger on the pulse of the Israeli street, how's this news been received within Israel?
Well, everybody's saying like he's actually behaving like he's desperate. The majority of Israelis see this as desperate measures by Prime Minister Netanyahu. Somebody who I was talking to today said that, you know, he's almost behaving like a wounded animal, that he is striking out. So he's, you know, as we are in the final stretch towards the election, this move has not strengthened him. This move has made him look weak. And, you know, just to remind listeners yesterday that news of his impending announcement came from the Likud. It didn't come from the Prime Minister's office, so we knew it would be something that was election related. And, you know, the polls, although you can never really believe polls, the polls currently have him neck and neck with Benny Gantz, with literally a seat difference. Major gains given to Avigdor Lieberman and his Yisrael Biteinu party. And this could also be the one act that pushes many towards Yisrael Biteinu, because many see Avigdor Lieberman as, while he's a man of his word, he has throughout this whole process since the second elections were announced kind of been a force of stability, which one would you know, a couple of months would say, who would have thunk it that it was Avigdor Lieberman. But this is Israel, and the only thing we can predict about Israeli politics is that it's really, really unpredictable.
It is interesting, because I mean, that photo op last night was bad. It wasn't good for him leaving the stage. That wasn't good. The cameras, the fact that he couldn't get that through the Knesset, that wasn't good for him. He's not having a good week, that is for absolute sure. But talk to us about...
He's not having a good week, and he's really, you know, he's not coming out looking like a strong leader. He's coming out looking like somebody who is grasping desperately. Also, Facebook today, on his Facebook, he resorted to using language like the Arabs are out to annihilate us.
Here we go.
Yeah, so it's very, very divisive language. It's language that, you know, the country doesn't need or doesn't really want at this time.
Another very important thing that happened yesterday was the announcement about John Bolton. How is that being received in Israel? And what's the reasons? Give us the backstory.
With a lot of concerns. Okay, so we have conflicting reports. We have John Bolton, the now former national security advisor to Donald Trump, saying that he offered to hand in his resignation. Donald Trump and various media in the United States saying that the president had fired his national security advisor. They apparently had clashed quite a bit on various issues around foreign policy, notably the president's hosting of Taliban leaders at Camp David in order to broker some kind of peace. From Israel's perspective, because, you know, we're always going to see, you know, how these major moves affect Israel. Sure. While we don't expect any major change in foreign policy towards the country, the one thing that we are concerned about is that President Trump has said that he's prepared to meet his counterpart, Rouhani, even without preconditions. Somebody like Bolton perhaps understood with a little bit more veracity the importance of putting pressure on the Iranian regime. And Israel's concerned that this meeting might mean a softening stance towards Iran from the Trump administration. And this is not what Israel can afford, especially in the light of the last week or so, where we've seen increased activity from their proxies, namely Hezbollah in the north, but also when Israel has exposed the lengths that Iran is going to enrich uranium in their various facilities.
What really surprised me about the Bolton firing or dismissal was the extent to which that particular person in that position seems to be responsible for foreign policy. Like, who would have thought a person was that relevant? Surely the foreign policy is set by Congress or Senate, whoever it is.
Or the Secretary of State has a say in
clearly
foreign
massive
policy. But I think what we're also seeing with the Trump administration is he's also unpredictable. And, you know, he sees
sure
things very differently. He definitely is a disruptor. And this is reflective in his leadership.
Very, very quickly, Roline, talk to us very quickly about how Israel is acknowledging September the 11th.
Well, as we're speaking, Prime Minister Netanyahu has just released a statement saying that Israel will continue to stand always with the United States and do whatever we can to fight against terrorism. And what many people may not know is that outside of the United States, Israel has the only living memorial to victims of 9/11. And today, Israelis join millions around the world in standing in solidarity with America. The city of Jerusalem has shone two beacons, very, very similar to the ones we see in New York City, to towers of light, and may the memories of all who perished that day be forever blessed.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Rolene. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow for our Israel report.
That's Rolene Marks. She is our Israel correspondent. We speak to her every day around about this time. Well, not every day, Monday to Thursday.